You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
How's your shopping gone? Are you done? Have you got everything for your wife, kids, mom? You all caught up?
It's funny. We were just talking about this last night. I mean, the days have really snuck up on us here, and we're not complete. We're behind on a lot of stuff this year. Both of us just kind of not really into it too much this year. So I think that kind of has a part of it. And Nikki's been really busy with work and yada, yada, yada. But I think the kids are mostly done. We're not doing anything for each other. We're not exchanging. You know, I'm not buying things for her. She's not buying things for me.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing just a few joint gifts of some things that we need, some stuff for the house.
Giving each other joints?
Yeah, we're getting big old fat Christmas joints. 'Tis the season. So yeah, we're at like maximum breaking point too, as far as stuff coming into the house. It's like, we're so sick of things coming in. We want things to go out. So one way to limit that this year is we were like, we don't need anything. Let's just get a couple things we want for the kitchen and call it good. You know, I'm like, I'm on board. I'm so on board with that.
Yeah, I totally understand. And you know what you said about you're not really into it. So many people, and I think primarily because of the weather.
Sure.
We're saying it doesn't feel like Christmas. We're not into it as much this year. I mean, when it's 70 degrees in December, it's kind of hard for people in Colorado, I guess, to get into the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that makes sense. Plus, you know, you've got the whole thing about, you know, almost 2 years of pandemic and, you know, there's fatigue with all of that. I see all the reasons why. We're like you guys in that we don't like to do a whole lot of exchanging amongst ourselves. You know, we're grown ass adults. What do we need? What do we really need?
That's right. You don't need anything.
You know, and there's the whole pressure that's added on, blah, blah, blah. But what's funny is back in, it's either late October, early November, Gretchen was talking her coffee. I don't drink coffee at all. She is a coffee addict, has to have it every morning, has to have it. And her coffee maker was slowly dying. And she's like, you know, if I'm going to do this, I want to get a big Mac Daddy. I want one of those that does the, espresso, whatever, does the frothy thing where you can
make a little leaf on the top, little leaf decoration,
in
the foam.
No, but it's got the little wand thing that, you know, that you pour your cream in or whatever, and then you shove it into this thing, and it, you know, that makes a frothy.
Nice.
Anyway, she wanted all that, and she's like, "It's not cheap for for a pretty good one." And then she said, you know, the words that would come back to haunt me. She was like, "That can be a Christmas present. So just let's get this now. If you want to get this for me now, and then you don't have to get me anything for Christmas." And I'm like, "All right,
okay,
all right, that's fair."
All right.
Because really, who cares if you're going to give somebody a Christmas present? Why does it matter if it's May, July, December, whatever? And then she wanted one other thing that involved cutting a hole in our house because she's the mushroom queen and she needed a venting thing back in her growing room. So there would be a vent on the outside of the house and a hole through the wall. And we had a guy come out and do that. And she was like, and that can also be a Christmas present. So I'm like, all right.
All right.
So I just talking to her the other day, and I said, "Where are you going?" She goes, "Oh," she goes, I gotta get you something for Christmas, something I'm gonna go pick up." And she left the house, and I'm sitting there thinking, so that means Christmas morning, I will have a wrapped gift or two under the tree.
Correct.
And she'll have nothing.
Nothing. Zero.
And I thought,
and you'll feel bad. You'll feel guilty.
Right, Jeremy. And I'm like, this is a total trap. There's no way that you could sit there, if you're a decent human being.
Yes, and open a
gift.
And
open a couple of packages and say, you've got nothing to open.
Go make yourself a cup of coffee while I open these. I mean, you could take that coffee maker from the kitchen and just plop it down under the tree. Just go in there, unplug it, set it under the tree and put a bow on it. And just be
right.
Like, remember.
But I'm sure you've been in this position before where Nicole might have said, you know, something in September, October, November. Like, oh, that'll just be my Christmas present. But when Christmas rolls around, who falls for that?
Nobody. You have to still go get something.
You
absolutely
have to get something.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to have something or you look like an ass.
Yeah, you got to do it.
You know, because her stepdaughter will be there, and her stepdaughter will look at me like, way to go, Dom. Didn't get Mom anything for Christmas.
We'll
very
take
nice.
Him on a field trip down the hall and show him the hole in the wall that she got.
Yeah, it doesn't work. You can't say, look, I put a vent in the
look
side of the
house. Look at the hole.
There.
I got you
Merry
big hole
Christmas.
In the wall.
Here's a hole. So this whole thing, I'm starting to realize, is a... I think people who fall for it, like me, have been played, is what it is.
You better go out and get a couple things just to have them, because it's the joy of Christmas morning, and yes, you exchange a few gifts, and
hey,
you just got to chalk that up to, oh, that was just, we needed the coffee maker for the house, you know, and she was trying to be polite, because it was probably not cheap.
We?
Or she. Can you put tea? Can you put tea in it somehow?
No. Yeah, there's a little thing where you can pour
you can
water
heat up
in
hot
it
water.
And anything.
Yeah,
it's
and
just
tea. It, you can use it.
It's ridiculous. I mean, no, that doesn't. Anybody who's a serious tea drinker does not use that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just, you know, just for people out there who have fallen for this, like I have.
Go and I'm today.
I'm not saying it's malicious. I'm not saying that she rubbed her hands together in October and said, "Yeah, I'm going to get."
Well, can you just tell her don't get you anything? Just say don't get me anything. I don't want anything.
Oh, really? Really? And how many of our listeners have heard that from someone and that person followed through?
Well, maybe
right?
not a lot, but you guys seem to have like a different relationship
but
than most people.
We do
so
have a different relationship.
You can truly just say, "Don't get me anything. I don't want anything."
I have said that, and she knows that. But it's just, again, it's that whole thing, Christmas morning when people are opening stuff and you're sitting there.
Don't
with...
open it. Is she handing
you're
you something?
You're one to talk.
Just don't
you're
open it.
You're one to talk.
No.
You're the guy. There's like 47 gifts per person at your house. So you can't talk about this.
Don't
you
open
would
it.
Never do a thing where you don't get
open
someone
it.
Something.
Yeah. No, if she hands you something and you have previously said, I don't want anything, please don't give me anything, sit there and do not open it.
Throw it in the trash. Rhonda on the phone. Rhonda, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. You know, I'm driving to work and I'm thinking, oh, poor Dom. You know, I know he's going to feel like a heel. But, you know, if you got her the really cool coffee maker, and if it's the kind of cool coffee maker I think it is, it takes special coffee. So you could get her coffee to go in her cool coffee maker, and it just maybe even wrap it in wrapping paper out of, you know, the coffee maker. And then seeds, like she has a grow house, get some seeds to go in the grow house with a venting situation going on. So
there you go.
To a, not too expensive and something that she would buy anyway. So it's just a little.
Yeah, I like that. Maybe even a special mug to go with it or yeah,
something that just goes with the gift
something
you already
to put her
got
cream and sugar in.
Jeremy, cool would you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, the frother. That's what that thing is. Jeremy, do you think the coffee should be Boyer?
Absolutely should be.
Do they make that for the special machines? They might not make it.
Oh, they make everything. They're the best.
Get her some cilantro seeds. I want to let you know I'm a science teacher, and the science news for nerds, cilantro has a genetic effect on people that taste like soap. So look up the genes. People that taste like soap, it's actually genetic. Not their fault.
Boy, did we just zig.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
What does cilantro have to do with anything?
No, it's a seed. You can grow it. But Dom's not allergic. It doesn't have a genetic affinity and a dislike to it. So it's good for
okay.
you to get some for
okay, we'll get some cilantro seeds.
Okay, seeds, coffee, and
a mug. And a mug.
And a mug, maybe. New mug.
Or a fancy spoon to stir with, something really fancy, like a 14-karat gold spoon.
Something to go along with what you already got that's, you know, thoughtful.
That's pretty
the
good.
The supplemental is, gifts. You know, that's a great idea, Rhonda. I appreciate you listening, and thank you very much for calling.
All right, have a good day.
All right, see you
all
later.
All right, you
Bye.
As well. She's right. I mean, of course she's right.
That's a good idea, actually.
That's the
I
way
like
to go.
That. I like that.
The supplementals.
Done. Do it. And
she
cilantro.
Opens up a package. She's like, oh, great. A bag of coffee. Thank you.